There's controversy over what kind of place Wrexham wants to be. It's the talk of the coffee places, the workplaces, the local news websites, and there are even a few street protests which reveal how strongly some feel. "We are a market town and we're proud of it," states one banner. "Na I status den Essig," no to city status, declares another. The issue seems to materialise every time decision makers a million miles from Wrexham have a whim to turn a British town into a city, usually to mark the latest anniversary for the royal family. This time, Queen Elizabeth II's Platinum Jubilee has created the opportunity for one town in England, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland to be granted the elevation. But it's not so simple for Wrexham. Some here don't want an identity bestowed upon them because of a royalty they don't recognise. Many are proud to be a town. Small, and with imperfections, but determined and resolute because of it. The underdog. Yet more are fed up with London waving its magnanimous offer around and then concluding that somewhere else is more worthy than Wrexham. St Asaph, with a population of 35,000, and a bid proposal which cost a mere £300 to prepare, edged Wrexham out last time the chance arose. Who wants to be a city anyway? Who cares about being another Chester? "Up the town," they shout at the racecourse. "Unite to save the town," was the slogan when the people saved Wrexham FC. Why not just keep it that way? There are demands to know the costs of Wrexham's bid for city status, and to have a proper say on such a fundamental issue. But the decision will be made by the executive board of the council, and the full roster of elected councillors will not have a vote. The controversy is impacting on another decision about the vision Wrexham has for itself. There's a chance to bid to become 2025 UK City of Culture, now that the competition has been thrown open to towns as well as cities in order to shine a light on less obvious places. The previous winners have been far bigger places: Derry, Londonderry, Hull, and Coventry. But this could be a way of fostering pride in the place –